to my daily podcast. I'm Chris Enns, your host. Today is March 6th, Thursday, March 6th. It's currently minus 14 Celsius outside. Feels like minus 21. I'm recording this at 9 o'clock at night, so a little bit, I don't know if it's a different vibe. I forget when I've recorded the other shows. Feel maybe more tired. Long day, kids. Long day of podcasting and other businessy stuff. Had a fun episode of the Intellectual Radio program earlier today with Adam Clark. Tim Smith is away on holidays, and so he wasn't there. So we had a good chat about talking House of Cards season 2, second series, however you want to call it, and also just business models of Netflix and going to rent movies and Blockbuster Video and that kind of stuff. So you can check that out, sskTN.com/TIRP/25, if you're interested. You can find this show at podcast.ca/9, pdcst.ca/9. And, I don't think I've said this officially on the show before, on this show, but I've, over the last while, I'm doing podcasting. I like podcasting. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't. It's a hobby, so I could stop if I didn't like it. Sort of goes without saying that I like it, but over the last few weeks and maybe month, maybe ever since we started building goodstuff.fm, I've just really realized how much I really love doing this. And I don't know, whatever the metric for, you know, success and whether I should keep doing it, that's the part I struggle with is if only 10 people listen to an episode or 100 people or whatever the number is that you're concerned with, if the audience isn't growing and all that kind of stuff. That's both the interesting and the sucky part of doing this kind of stuff online, is you get very immediate feedback as to how many folks are actually paying attention to what you do. Whether there's the kind of success that I think there should be or not is kind of by the wayside at this point, and just realizing how much I love doing this. So thank you for listening, whoever you are, wherever you are. I think that, it's something I really enjoy doing. Especially the TIRP show that I do, the Intellectual Radio program. That one's just a lot of fun. Having a good chat with a couple friends, but even all the other stuff that I've been doing with podcasting, this show is growing into its own kind of fun little venture. It's not so terrifying now, the thought of just sitting down and talking into a microphone and coming up with stuff to say. It's getting me excited again about doing some of the screencast stuff I've done in the past, tutorials and training videos and helping people learn about technology. And then also getting back into my Minecraft series. This is a series that I'm doing where you record yourself playing the game and put it out on YouTube. And there's about 200 folks who subscribe to that Minecraft channel. I don't know why exactly. I understand why people watch the videos and all that kind of stuff online. I'm not mocking that idea. I've done it. But the fact that they're subscribing to me, I haven't put out a video in a month and a half, and there's been about 25 new subscribers in that time. It's just interesting stuff. I checked out, I think I mentioned the last episode, the site Patreon, patreon.com, which is a site that where you can... Basically, artists and creative folks like myself and people who do stuff online can ask people to support them. It's more of a direct, it's kind of like Kickstarter, but on an ongoing basis, where you'd pledge basically to support someone doing whatever it is. Once a month, you'd pay them $1 or $5 or maybe every time they release an episode or every 2 weeks, you'd do something. You can sort of, the artist or creative person can set up the parameters of that. And then patrons on Patreon commit to supporting a pledge of a certain amount of money towards that, and there's rewards you can have. You know, if you pledge $10 a month or more, then you get this or that, or and outline some of the goals you have for the fundraising you're wanting to do. So that's what I was just sort of playing with, like, you know, if you get $1,500 a month, what would happen then to my podcasting and media production and stuff? And if you get $3,500 or whatever, those kind of things you can all set up on there, as well as, like I said, the rewards. And it's a really, really neat service, really well done platform. And just trying to sort of debate or think, I could just put the page out there. I mean, it's accessible right now if you find it, but I won't link to it yet because it's just not, I'm not sure yet what I want to do with it. And whether it's the way that I want to approach this kind of supporting myself in this area and asking people to support me in this area, as well as, you know, obviously supporting my family and things like that, and what that means and how that would look. So we'll see. It's just an ongoing thing. I'm sort of building up the page on there. I need to record a little video for it, and just as a way of like introducing myself to folks who might be new to what I'm doing, and see what happens with it. It's, yeah, as a platform, it's neat, like from the tech and the sort of the creative side of building a thing, you know, just like the first time you use Tumblr or a WordPress site or Twitter or, you know, any of those kinds of things. It's just like a neat platform to play with as a creative person. And so that's what I'm just struggling with, because I really like that part of it. But is it going to come off like too cheesy or too like begging for money, or why would you be asking me for money when you to pay for your stupid hobby? Those kinds of things. Because in my world that I like, with blogs I read and podcasts I listen to, it's very common and very familiar. But in my quote unquote real life world, regular friends and family, completely foreign. That, like, yeah. Just, I mean, what I'm doing is foreign, obviously, in podcasting, but that idea of like that someone out there would want to listen to something you're doing, first of all, and that they would then also give you money, would just be like crazy talk, because why would you ever do that? Not saying that any of my real world friends, if you happen to listen to this, don't understand that at all, but I get very weird, you know, looks just talking about podcasting or any of this kind of stuff from most of the folks that I see on a day-to-day basis. Like I said, aside from the few folks who are involved in this kind of stuff, so it's not that I don't have any like support. I'm some weirdo. Well, that's debatable, I guess, but there's certainly people who I interact with that I get it. So that being said, I'm also kind of struggling with this show, and one reason why there isn't more episodes, I feel like anyways, is that kind of struggling with how much I'm sharing. It's kind of the reason why it's more ish than daily. You know, my kids, my wife, my family, friends, you know, are they fair game here? Obviously, I should probably get their permission if I'm going to talk about them in specifics. Could be generalized, I guess, and make up fake names. But that's, yeah, one thing I'm sort of struggling with in how open, honest to be. You know, if you go through a low time, we were sick, like our whole family went through a 48-hour, 36-hour flu kind of feeling. Sickness this last weekend, do you share some of that and talk about that? Why would you want to listen to that? All that kind of stuff. So we'll see. Probably get more open as I get more comfortable and deal with the repercussions later. So for now, Survivor calls Brains versus Beauty versus Brawn. It's a show that my wife and I have watched almost since I've watched most episodes. I think she's watched just about every episode. I've watched most of them. I think there's one season I skipped, but and it's one of those gimmicky premises for the show that if you already hate Survivor, it's not going to make you like Survivor. You know, it sounds really cliche, and it kind of is, but there's Brains that have Brawn and Beauty that have Brains and Brawn that has Beauty or whatever, and the people aren't all that like cut and dried of stereotypes. So it's made for entertaining season so far. It's only one episode in, so we'll see what happens in last night's episode that we're watching tonight. Yeah, what shows are you watching? I've talked about House Cards, Survivor, Breaking Bad, True Detective is another one we started into. Give me your feedback at podcast.ca/feedback. You can hit me up on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. And my blog is over at chrisands.com. And like I said, sskTN.com is where you can find other podcasts I do and watch for in the near future. Goodstuff.fm, stuff coming out there. So thanks for listening. Have a great day. Oh, 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 oh,